Okay. And why don't we take another call from Lois in Lake City. Hello, Lois.
Hello.
Thanks for your call.
Hi. The brief form of my question has to do with that I have some adhesions in my body. I think they're, you know, related to past
surgery,
you know, car accidents or some sort of trauma. I've been doing cranial. I've been doing acupuncture. I'm doing different physical therapies. I'm wondering, is there any sort of nutritional support or any other support, you know, of that might facilitate their loosening up or becoming more
sure.
flexible?
Well, what can I ask you? What part of the body is involved here?
I can feel a couple in my chest that are holding this or that rib a little crooked. There's some that I feel kind of between my pelvis and my left leg. Sometimes it'll feel like that leg's not getting circulation, but I can't put my finger on where it is. The ones that are the most problematic are in between the back of my head and the left temporal area. I can feel them stretch obliquely inside my head. And they're a little hard to get to with any physical therapy other than acupuncture or cranial.
And these are confirmed adhesions from the car accident?
Well, based on my own knowledge of my own history and that I worked with Dio that did musculoskeletal medicine, and the fact that I was a registered nurse, I don't know if you consider that confirmed, but they feel like that.
Yeah.
They have inflexibility. They go from place to place, and they are a non-physiologic shape as near as I can tell.
Okay. Well,
I want to also mention that just in the last week, I have two different times felt pieces of it release. My understanding is a lot of them are just where different layers of the fascia have gotten inflamed and stuck together.
Right.
So it's what they actually do is pull apart.
Yeah, it's actually a self-protective mechanism the body performs to, you know, prevent more trauma to that area, to keep it kind of contained and tighter. So, but I've had really good luck with, something called castor oil packs. Are you familiar with that at all?
Oh, many years before I was aware of this issue, I was using them. They help with a detoxification sometimes.
Oh, they're fantastic for adhesions. And one of the reasons it works so well is castor oil is very penetrating to the tissues. So what I would recommend usually is taking a piece of flannel or some cotton, soaking that in the castor oil that would be appropriate for covering that area.
Okay.
And
they don't feel like they're right under the skin, but maybe that doesn't matter.
That wouldn't matter. You know, I've used this in, abdominal surgeries, in joint surgeries, and it really, really helps to soften up the ligaments and the tissues and the scar tissue, especially. To help, you know, open that up and soften. Now, if you can work with somebody who is, has good hands and can manipulate the area back into a normal range of motion again, that would be the best way.
A lot of these are hung in areas where just moving bones around doesn't quite get to them.
Uh-huh. Well, even soft tissue manipulation can make a big difference there. But and if it is fairly deep within the body, then I will probably recommend heat along with the castor oil because will help to drive in the castor oil even deeper. So that's something that could
I have noticed
help.
Just laying on a heating pad up around the side of my head and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the next best thing I have.
Oh, yeah,
so,
try.
If I combine the castor oil with that, then...
Yeah, in fact, you can warm up the castor oil and then apply it, and oh, my gosh, you'll love it. And afterwards, if you can, stretch that area and try to open it up and relax it. I also recommend a high-gamma vitamin E supplement.
High gamma vitamin E. Okay.
Yeah. And that can also help to soften those adhesions.
And that's specifically better than about any other kind of oil?
The castor oil?
Oil-based thing, the gamma.
Well, taken as
one
a
of the
supplement.
Types of E? Is that it?
Yeah, I would say vitamin E or fish oil would be ideal. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fish oil more than krill oil, for example.
Krill oil would be okay. Sure.
Okay. Any of those.
Yeah. The high EPA level.
The EPA part. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm taking some of that anyway.
Good.
And did you just were talking to somebody about a maximum dose of that? Is there a maximum dose of what I should take in a day?
On the fish oil, you mean?
Yeah. Or,
well, normally we don't go over 3,000 milligrams a day because people, you know, it definitely helps with a lot of different things, but it can cause a little bruising, and, you know, it's just you don't really need that much. So.
I have a related question to that. I actually am prescribed 3 grams a day, and I don't always get that much in me, but I'm noticing that my stools are a little soft, and I'm wondering if that is why. And I'm wondering if that's why. I mean, I know of nothing else to account for it. I mean, it's fine that they're soft, but they're kind of a little too soft.
Uh-huh.
Is there some other food I can take with the oil that might...
You know what? If you could hold on for just a second, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Thanks. And we were talking to Lois a little while ago. Lois, are you still on the line? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. So we were talking about oil supplementation affecting your digestion and stool.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay, so... Not to get too graphic here, but the fat amount of fat you take can often affect the stool in that way, and typically your stool will float in the water, and you might even see a little oil sheen at the top of the water, which isn't necessarily a good sign, because you know that means that you're probably not breaking down the fat very well and absorbing it.
Okay. I haven't noticed that.
Okay, good. Okay. But yeah, it can definitely loosen the food particles so they break apart very easily in the bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just easier if it's not that messy.
Yeah.
Not to be graphic, but should I eat it? Well, I don't eat wheat, so... I don't eat much bread, maybe.
Well,
is there anything to do about that, or is that just a side effect of what is an important treatment?
I mean, it sounds like you eat really well. You eat a lot of vegetables and fruit.
I can eat more
pectin.
Vegetables, but
yeah,
I like
that,
them.
The fiber in raw produce can often help with that. In extreme cases, I might add a little bit of bentonite clay to give a little more volume to the stool. It's kind of almost like dirt because it provides more bulk, and it doesn't get absorbed, so it kind of solidifies the stool. I use it in loose stools and diarrhea. So that's another option.
I've been making homemade kefir, which it has been very wonderful. Boy, I recommend it to everybody I can.
Great, yeah. Yeah, balancing out the gut flora is really important. So that's great.
Well, I have more questions, but I think maybe I ought to go and let some other people have a turn.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Appreciate you calling.
Is there
in.
Any oral supplements I can take, like hyaluronic acid, or I've heard some about some enzymes that maybe they're more for fibrin in the cardiac system, but like serrapeptase or natokinase, do they...
Oh, do you mean for the adhesions themselves?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen that work as well. I know there's talk of the use of bromelain, which is a pineapple
that too.
Extract.
Yeah.
And that would probably be my top choice if you were
bromelain
to try that. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And but I find the vitamin E, maybe 1,000 units a day. Along with the castor oil packs.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lois, take care. Thanks for the call. Okay.